Why not? Sure, I'll marry you. Chapter 3, Part 2. But as Hitch watched Periwinkle, he noticed ponies taking out their phones from the corner of his eye. Instead of using their phones to record video, they were staring at the screens with looks of shock, devastation, and anger. The ponies began to whisper amongst themselves and give Presto looks of betrayal and hate. The pop star didn't notice their dark looks because he was focused on the performance, and most of the crowd was focused on him. Hitch furrowed his brow as it was clear something was wrong. An hour later, the concert ended, and the ceremony was minutes away. Zip was in her bedroom, staring at herself in the mirror. She wore a taffy-colored dress with poofy blush-pink sleeves, gold slippers, and a tiara with an emerald at the center. The makeup crew powdered her face, put blush on her cheeks, and violet glitter eyeshadow. Zip looked at herself with dread as if she was turned into a life-size doll. She pursed her lips before she shut her eyes and muttered to herself,
"I love my sister, I love my sister, I love my sister, I love my sister, I love my sister."
Suddenly, the door burst open, and Thunder went in panting. He was quickly followed by Zoom, looking troubled. Zip turned around to face the guards as Thunder took a moment to collect himself.
"Your Highness, pardon the intrusion, but have you seen your sister anywhere?"
he asked.
Pretty sure she's backstage putting her wedding dress on. Why?"
Zip answered.
"Something's wrong, and we need to tell Princess Pip before the ceremony,"
Zoom said urgently.
"What's the problem?"
Zip asked.
Well, you see, I was at my post, hanging onto my phone to, check with security cameras,"
Thunder began, earning a glare from Zoom, who knew he was fibbing.
"Anyway, I got a notification of breaking news on ZBS. Princess Pip needs to see this."
Thunder took out his phone from underneath his wing, pressed a few buttons on the screen, and handed the phone to Zip. Zip stared at the phone for a few seconds before her eyes grew wide, and she shook her head in disbelief. She rushed out of her room with Zoom and Thunder quickly following. As they ran, Zip noticed the staff on their phones and whispering to each other. Some noticed Zip and had looks of dread and sympathy, figuring out why she was running. They ran until they were at the doorway leading to the backstage room above the throne room, and the guard standing in front of the door opened it while holding her phone. Zip ran to Queen Haven's dressing table, and her fear grew as she found her mother not there.
"Where's my mom and Presto?"
Zip shouted.
"The queen is down in the throne room giving her speech,"
a crew pony said.
"Presto should be in his dressing room getting into his tux."
"Oh, great!"
Zip growled.
"Some pony down there get in touch with my mom and keep Presto out of the throne room! We have to stop this wedding, right, Zip?"
Zip, Zoom, and Thunder's hearts froze, and they slowly turned to where they heard the voice. Pip was standing by the hole leading to the throne room with a pair of wires attached to her wedding dress. Her head was tilted as she looked at her sister's troubled face. A few minutes prior, Zip would have smiled at how beautiful her sister looked in her white dress with thousands of hoof-made beaded crystals from bridal wood and a gold crown on her head with jewels of many colors. Pip grew unsettled as Zip walked over to her.
"What is it? What's wrong?"
Pip asked. Zip opened her mouth, but she couldn't think of how to explain the situation. After a moment of hesitation, she looked at Thunder's phone and held it out to Pip. Pip looked between Zip and the phone before she took the phone and saw a video on the ZBS app with Presto appearing in the thumbnail. Pip hesitated before she pressed the play button, and the video showed Presto and a dark orange unicorn mare standing in front of his house at night.
"A ZBS exclusive! An anonymous poster sent us this video of Princess Pip's husband-to-be, Presto Tetracord, cheating on her with another mare,"
a newsreader said through the phone speaker. Pip let out a sharp gasp. She tried to convince herself that the ZBS was lying, misinterpreting what another mare was doing in front of Presto's house, but her brief moment of hope was crushed when Presto smashed her lips together with the other mares. The dark orange mare ran her front hoof through Presto's mane, and Presto had his hoof on the mare's waist. They kissed, as if it were a wrestling match between their lips. Finally, Presto opened the front door, and the two of them chuckled with flirtatious looks as they went inside. Pip kept staring at Thunder's phone even though the video was over. A 1 minute anonymous video disproved everything she thought was true about her fiancé since the day they met. Pip looked down from the edge of the hole, where Haven and Cloudpuff were on stage. She could see ponies on their phones, either taking pictures or muttering in groups while looking at the news. Thunder's phone fell out of Pip's hoof, and Thunder dived to catch it before it hit the floor and broke.
Pip, I don't know what to say,
Zip said. Pip kept looking down as though she didn't hear Zip. She was so stunned that she didn't know whether to cry or scream in rage. Her eyes widened as she realized all of Equestria might have seen the video already before the ceremony started. Her fans would be devastated, and ponies who weren't her fans would be ballistic that the groom of a royal wedding would cheat on the bride with a mare of his race. Even though Pip was never into politics, she knew the unity between ponies was still so new. Ponies might lose hope with the first wedding between ponies if the different races were ruined. Maybe other couples would feel disheartened of different races. Her dreams and the peace on Equestria would be crushed because she fell in love with an unfaithful unicorn.
Pip?
Zip asked. Pip stayed silent for a few seconds. Then her face turned serious as she lifted her head and put her hoof on her chest to take a deep breath. She turned to Zip, Zoom, Thunder, and the crew ponies.
I have a plan,
Pip said. Down in the throne room, ponies eagerly waited for the ceremony to commence. Many discussed how they enjoyed watching Pip and Presto perform and sent videos they recorded to their friends and family while they waited. When the royal guards sounded the trumpets and Queen Haven came down carrying Cloudpuff, ponies stomped their hooves as she landed in front of the Golden Arch. Having begun her long speech about unity among ponies, marriage, watching Pip grow up, and watching her and Presto grow as a couple, ponies politely listened to the Queen's speech. But over time, they grew restless as Haven began to dwell on telling stories about Pip and Zip as fillies. Sunny and Izzy were invested in the Queen's speech the most. They loved hearing Haven praise them for what they accomplished for ponykind, and the stories that she shared about the princesses. Sunny especially enjoyed hearing about Pip and Zip learning how to fly. Yet as time passed, even she realized that the Queen was dragging. Sunny turned her head to see Periwinkle feeling low with her sign lying on the floor. Periwinkle called out to Presto throughout his performance, even when her throat became dry. But Presto didn't notice her. When Presto finished his last song, Periwinkle's voice was drowned by the cheers as Presto exited the stage. With her last shot spent, Periwinkle sat on her plot staring at the floor, not paying any minds to Queen Haven or her speech. Hitch left to find something for Periwinkle to drink. Sunny sighed and walked over to stand next to Periwinkle.
Are you gonna be okay?
Sunny asked. Periwinkle stayed silent for a moment, then turned her head to give Sunny a weak smile.
I think I will be eventually,
she said.
I mean, I didn't get his attention, but I spoke my mind to him as best as I could. Better than to never try at all, right? All that's left is for Presto to marry her, and I'll have closure knowing he's happy.
Sunny gave Periwinkle a small smile and put her hoof around her. Periwinkle's smile grew, and she put her hoof on Sunny's hoof, appreciating the support. Just then, Hitch came in carrying a smoothie. He handed the smoothie to Periwinkle, who immediately began drinking it, feeling her throat get better. She gave Hitch a thankful look, and Hitch smiled back before he turned to the crowd, frowning.
What is it, Hitch?
Sunny asked.
Haven't you guys noticed the ponies on their phones since Presto's concert? Something's not right,
Hitch said. Sunny looked at Hitch, confused, until she looked around. While many ponies were watching Queen Haven, some still whispered amongst themselves and showed something on their phones to other ponies. Some were uncomfortable with the Queen discussing Pip and Presto as a couple. The more she looked, the more Sunny wished she had a phone to find out what was happening.
And now, without further ado, let the ceremony commence,
Queen Haven shouted. The ponies who were unaware of the situation cheered at the top of their lungs. The wedding march began to play, and Pip and Zip were lowered from the ceiling to the stage. Ponies gasped in awe at how beautiful Pip looked in her wedding dress. Even Hitch and Sunny forgot about the ponies on their phones as they stared at Pip. Pip looked at the crowd with a forced grin, but Zip looked away to hide her unease as the wires lowered them to stand on the right side of the stage. Queen Haven smiled at her youngest daughter as she landed in front of her until she realized Presto had not entered the stage. His best stallion entered the stage on the left side, equally confused that Presto was not there.
Excuse me? Can I have your attention, please?
Pip called out.
And can we have the house lights on?
The cheering died down, and ponies looked at Pip in confusion as the lights were turned on. The wedding band awkwardly stopped playing as Zip grabbed a mic and handed it to the bride. Pip took a moment to keep her cool, but her voice cracked as she started to speak.
It's my understanding that every pony in Equestria is watching to see me get married,
Pip said. Ponies cheered again before Pip continued.
It's only natural I would want that when it's not about marriage so much as love,
Pip said.
That's what we're all looking for, right? The love between our families, our friends, and of course that special love you feel for that one special pony.
The crowd cheered in agreement, save for those who knew the truth and wondered if Pip found out.
But the thing is, sometimes we get so caught up in our idea of love that we're clueless of what our love actually is. A lie,
Pip said. The throne room grew silent as ponies looked at Pip, confused. Haven's smile fell, and she turned to Zip, who was giving her a sad look.
Zip, what's going on?
Haven whispered. Zip squirmed as she took out her phone, opened the ZBS app, opened the video, and handed it to her mom. Haven covered her mouth with her hoof as she watched the video. She fought the urge to scream at the guards, ordering them to arrest Presto in front of the crowd. Meanwhile, Pip sniffled and took another moment to collect herself before spilling the beans.
I just found out a few moments ago that my fiancé, Presto Tetrachord, cheated on me with another mare.
Ponies in the audience gasped. The ones who already knew were astounded that Pip straight out said it herself for all of Equestria to hear. Sunny, Izzy, and Hitch turned to Periwinkle, who looked at Pip, stunned.
No. No, that can't be right. She's lying. Or maybe there's some misunderstanding,
Periwinkle said.
I highly doubt it,
said a stallion standing next to her.
It would be one crazy misunderstanding.
He handed his phone to Periwinkle. Sunny, Izzy, and Hitch looked over Periwinkle's shoulder. As they watched the video, Sunny gaped and covered her mouth with her hoof. Izzy's mouth dropped, and Hitch stood appalled. They turned to Periwinkle, who watched the video with her eyes watering. Periwinkle robotically gave the stallion's phone back and picked up her sign. She studied all the hard work she put into making the sign, and her heart began to break. It was one thing that the stallion Periwinkle fell for didn't return his feelings. But finding out Presto would cheat on his fiancée, a beautiful princess at that, destroyed what closure she was ready to have.
I'm sure some of you might think I was cheated on out of prejudice since he was with another unicorn, but I don't believe that matters,
Pip said as tears ran down her face.
After all, just as we are all looking for love, so too can we have flaws of hate, fear, dishonesty, and unfaithfulness. I have no hate for unicorns just because the one I wanted to marry did this to me, any more than if he was a Pegasus like me. And neither should you. No matter what we are or what we do, we're all ponies, right?
The ponies stomped their hooves and cheered in agreement. But Periwinkle wasn't listening. She whimpered as she stared at her sign with tears in her eyes. With a sob, Periwinkle shoved the sign into Hitch's front leg and got down on her belly, crying. Sunny and Izzy rushed to Periwinkle's side and rubbed her back as she cried.
We love you so much, Pip!
An Earth Pony stallion in the crowd screamed. Pip gave the pipsqueaks a sad smile and said,
I love you too. I love you all more than anything. I wish this never happened, and I don't want anyone to lose their hope in love, no matter who you find it with. If you want it, you need to grab it by the hoof and never let go. You chase it to the ends of the earth, and when love comes for you, you...
Pip's voice died in her throat, struggling to make another expression. She realized that even with her big speech, ponies would be let down with all of their excitement and joy for her wedding being for nothing. If she wanted her words of encouragement to mean something, she would have to be an example, like her marriage to Presto was supposed to be. She began to quiver, as the fear of the entire night becoming a catastrophe began to overtake her. As Pip struggled to continue her speech, her eyes turned to Hitch. She stopped shaking, and tilted her head as she watched Hitch look at Periwinkle sympathetically as she cried. As far as Pip could tell, the unicorn was a fan of her and Presto, and was heartbroken because they weren't going to get married. Whether she was right or wrong, Pip saw in Hitch's gamboge eyes that he wanted to do something to cheer Periwinkle up, to make her happy. Pip then noticed Hitch holding the Marry Me sign and raised an eyebrow. The distance between Hitch and Sunny, Izzy, and Periwinkle implied he wasn't in a relationship with either of them. And while not hunky like Presto, he had a slightly appearance. The edges of Pip's mouth curled up as she took a chance.
"You, say yes,"
she said. Ponies looked at Pip confused and turned to where she was staring. Hitch broke his gaze from Periwinkle, realizing every pony in the crowd was looking at him. He looked around until he saw Pip looking directly at him. Hitch looked at her, confused until he realized he was still holding the sign for her to see. His ears hung low, his cheeks turned barn red, and his pupils shrunk to the size of grains of sand as Pip finished with a sweet smile.
"Why not? Sure, I'll marry you."
They said it, you know that meme. But man, I knew she was gonna be quick with it because, you know, the title just kinda gave it out, but man, I didn't think it was that fast. Definitely curious to see where this goes next. Anywho, let's get on to our heartwarming donators. Top donators are 630, Only One Thing, Subaru Orion, and Iron Sky. Darkside, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moon Heart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, Stuhex, Sword Brother, Immortred, Omicron, Lare, RuneScythe 9852, Will, Chris, Twinkie, Reitzel, Battis Waffle, Shadow Moon, Luigi 88, Chancellor Crust, Big Smoke 369, Bobcat GGF, and many more awesome people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.